morning's scripture comes from Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19. It's the occasion when Jesus with the disciples, and he went into the area of Caesarea Philippi, and he sent the disciples into town to get supplies, and he stayed out by himself outside of town. So it reads, beginning in verse 13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "What about you? Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." I had great plans for this morning. I had worked hard on a message, and I had done some very clever things to draw you in and move you to the next level of the conversation. But then life gets in the way sometimes. You know that. We have our plans for what we're going to do, and then something happens that throws everything off. For some it's illness, for others it's the shock of a phone call about someone they love, for others, you know your list. Friday night at 9 o'clock was the last time anybody's seen my oldest grandson, Kobe. Just gotten off work in the parking lot, talking to two girls that nobody inside knew. We haven't seen or heard from him since. Either his phone is turned off or the phone is dead. Battery's dead. That's the story. That's all we got. And some of you have been there. We don't know what comes next. My first inclination. Yes. Thank you all. My first inclination was not to tell anybody anything, because it's not about me or about us, Joyce and me. Because I don't know what to do with all the things I'm feeling as you offer your good wishes, and I don't want to break down. Some of you know that story too. But it occurred to me I couldn't do that. For all the things that we've tried to be about together in the 5 years we've been together, and a few more months than that, some of you many, many, many more years than that. It's been about understanding what community is and living as community. In a community, we share together our successes, and we share our loss, and we share our fear, and we share our pain. I could not withhold this. Because we need that. Thank you, Sue, for speaking for the congregation. Because I need to allow you be. God's touch for our lives too. The scripture that I picked for this other grand sermon that I'm not preaching still works. While I was going to go with the idea of this hard-charging, disciple-driven church, and the idea that the answer we give to the question Jesus asks, who do you say that I am, which determines how we will live and what we will do with the things that we hope we live by, the question still works. But for me this morning, the question works in a different way. And when we face life that doesn't go by the script, what we find that we have that we can use to deal with that is determined by the answer we give to the question. Jesus began by saying, who do the people say that I am? And the disciples answered what they had heard, giving an external report, not an internal witness. And then he said to the disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up. I don't know if he did it first and everybody was quiet behind him, or I don't know if it was silence for a long time, and then he finally had to say something. You know, some folks can't deal with silence. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus' response was to say, that is truth. And that truth that you know is the foundation upon which I will build my church and your life in me. So today, my family and I need hope. So I want to ask you a question. You can help me with this, if you will. I need to tell you that hurting hearts don't hear well, so if I ask you to answer a question, answer it loud. In looking for hope, complete the following sentence for me. And give me that word which is missing as you would answer it. Jesus is our blank, or God is our blank. How would you finish the sentence? Jesus is our, somebody tell me. Redeemer, refuge, salvation. Comfort, over here or something else. Thank you. Hope. Love. King. Strength, friend, comforter, I'm sorry, anchor. How do you know that?
It's all that's left.
When everything else gets pushed away, it's all that's left. And those words all ring true as long as they're your words that come from your experience and your relationship with God. I believe with all my heart that God is where Kobe is, and that God is ministering to Kobe, and God is protecting Kobe, and that God is wanting to guide Kobe if he'll let him. I've been a 16-year-old hard-headed kid too. And that God is with our family. And that God is here. And all those things, those details of what's happening don't change. He's still missing. My phone is on. If I get a word, I'll tell you. But I haven't. He's still missing. But what we know in our experience of God gives us hope. And what we hear echoed back in your experience of God gives us hope. And what we feel in your embrace, literally or figuratively, and I got to tell you, I probably won't be standing back here at the end of the service to get you hugs. I can't deal with that and do this again, and do this again, and do this again. Doesn't mean I don't want them. But God is all those things to us, and God is our hope and our peace and our comfort and our protector and our Savior and our Redeemer and our Healer, and you name it as you've experienced it, and it's true. And so I would ask you this question. You're going to get out early for donuts here, folks. As you deal with life when life goes off script, how do you answer that question when Jesus asks it? Get angry? Well, angry about life off script, yes. When Jesus asks the question to you, who do you say that I am? How will you answer?